Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here to have another wonderful program. So, today is Wednesday, and the date, since we live in time here, unfortunately, is the 10th of November, 2010. So, we have the phone numbers listed up on the BBS page of ours on Creation Light Shift Healing underneath the little button that you can click on to hear the program. So that's great. So if you don't have to go searching for them any longer, just scroll down about a half an inch on your scroll bar. And then above that, you can see little arrows for the BBS Fast Chat. So we will enjoy people to call in tonight, if you wish, and also to come on the Fast Chat. So had a lot of timeline crashings recently. Like to know how you people are feeling about it, if you have seen people around you changing. Maybe they're feeling insecure. Maybe they feel much happier now. So we'll just want to see how people are reacting to the lack of the aliens controlling you. This is what the timeline crashes are. If you're new to the program, we all have parallel lifetimes, and the aliens control that parallel lifetime that you're on. Remember, one of the races controls, we'll say, or one of the groups controls a parallel lifetime. And you could have maybe, 100, 500 of these things working. And each particular, we'll say, alien race, to make it simple, will control one of those timelines. So they switch you back and forth. And eventually you're here. And then when they want to take you away, abduct you, then they just take you off. And this is why people are unaccountable for their actions here. And that's the whole thing. And these timelines are crashing, which means that the aliens that are controlling the parallel lifetime that they would normally abduct you on are no longer here for you to go on this joyride with them. So you're now here more in the present moment. So we have a sponsor on tonight, which is Chris. So, Chris, are you out there in cyberspace?
Hi there. I'm out here floating around in cyberspace. It's kind of cold, but what can you do?
Yeah, you don't have a spacesuit, huh?
No. No, so you can see the icicles.
Okay. So, have you seen any strange clouds up there? I know we have some on the website now.
Oh, man. I have so much to say about all this. I'll just start from what I've seen specifically today. Woke up in the morning and it was just like a beautiful day. You know, sun is shining, birds were chirping. I don't hear that very often ever since I moved to New York, so it was really interesting for me. I was almost like, what am I, in a Snow White movie or something? So when I was on my bike riding, I saw the clouds, and it was definitely the timeline crash clouds, but they looked different. So stopping from there, because, you know, I'm noting the fact that I saw these timeline clouds, like, you know, the broken pieces of glass up in the sky. What exactly is happening with all this timeline stuff? Because I haven't even gone into detail of how I've been feeling this last week. So Ron, can you tell us what is specifically going on with this timeline stuff?
Okay, so we're back, everybody. Well, if you want to go to the website, creationlightship.com, you might want to write this down if you can't do it right now. But go to the website and scroll down, and on the left-hand side, near the bottom, underneath the radio shows, you're going to see a box which is called Media. And it's above Networking. And then click on Photos, okay? And then after you click on the photos, just scroll down maybe a couple inches or so. You're going to see the light chamber with the monitors there. And I want you to click on then. It'll say Timeline Crash in New York, October 2010. So click on that, and you're going to end up seeing different photos after you click on the pictures. Okay? And these are what I took out of a bus going from New Jersey to New York. And you're going to be able to see the sky and how the sky looks. Very interesting. Very, very interesting. And you're going to see how the clouds appeared on that day. This is after having a big timeline crash, okay? And all of them are different here. I'm just doing it right now here just to check some of these out here. So let me just, I'm still going here. I just got put up recently here. So I'm looking at it myself. So the timeline crashes. And in fact, look for faces, okay? When you get the pictures up in front of you, you're going to see lots of faces in these clouds. So typically, the faces will look like a face with a couple of eyes. So do investigate this. Sometimes they're at a slight angle. They might be facing left to right. They might be looking at you. But do investigate these pictures. Very, very interesting. So I'm trying to see which one has a picture of the ones that I put on first here. Let's see here. November 8th. Yeah, they're kind of, I'm looking at the time frame here. And they're marked in November, but it's actually October, okay? My camera was set up wrong somehow when I initially did this. Let me see. Picture at 2145. Let me just try this here. Although that could have been when it was actually downloaded here. Yeah, this one here has it, okay? Very good. So it said 2145 on it. Write that down. And you're going to see these clouds, like I talked about, look like squares of ice. Like if you're looking at the... like from an airplane looking down on the ocean. And this one at 2445, when you look at it, you can definitely see a little alien looking at you about probably two-thirds of the way over from the left, okay? And on my monitor, it's I'll just say it's probably about two-thirds up from the top, maybe a little bit more, but just look for faces, everybody. You have to use your imagination here, and you're going to see lots and lots and lots of aliens looking at you. And it'll be something that you can actually maybe wrap your mind around here, wondering why you have alien faces looking at you in the skies. But you will find that. I'm seeing one here, looks like a ghost almost. Man, it's really weird. And you see little ones, big ones, so just kind of have fun at it. But these are the timeline crashing in the clouds. They're intersections of the clouds that were actually dispersed because they used to probably be one solid cloud, and when the timelines crashed, they had no way to hang on to anything. But there's lots of faces. I would say this one here probably has 20 pictures in it of faces, okay? You just have to be creative and look at it. You can see two eyes looking back at you, with maybe a rounded head or something. So that's very interesting. So go to media and then go to photos, and it's right there. So I guess, so anyway, the way the timeline crashes work, we connect to the different energies. Normally what will happen is I'll get attacked by some of the aliens doing this work. I'll feel hits hitting me, and then we from there catch on to it. And find out what timeline they're on. From there, by getting hold of the timeline and the aliens, we go back to the planet that they're from and everything else, and it gets terminated. Sometimes they use what I would call is a space station, or you could even say satellite. And you can feel the energy coming to you somewhere on your body. Typically on the head area, maybe the crown chakra. And then as you connect to that, then you go on this courting investigation. and you start being able to see the aliens there. So if you're psychic, you can see them. I wouldn't recommend doing that. Just know that these timelines are crashing, which is giving you freedom. We crashed lots of these. So you should be able to feel yourself a lot better off right now, having more space maybe in your body around you. Maybe you're finding people happier. And the mind control patterns are off of you. Remember, they transmit this from the ship clouds. And once those ship clouds are taken away, then the clouds become normal. So this is why you see the clouds on the website there that look like pieces of ice, because they're no longer having the continuity. And the way that the aliens connect to us in space, so somehow you may even be looking at the a UFO, we'll say, that has been disintegrated. And instead of being a cloud that the cloud forms around, you're actually seeing the UFO in pieces. So that's a possibility, too. You know, remember, this gets into the sci-fi end of things here. So you have to kind of realize what's happening. But, you know, the whole thing is to check the people around you and yourself. So, Chris, I guess back to you tonight.
Okay, so I just got called back here. I have no idea what just happened because I was offline for a little bit. So what did we just do?
I just talked about the timeline crashings, how they work. And the website has under media, then under photos underneath that, we have the pictures that you can click on to see the timeline crashing. So if anybody would like to comment on what they're seeing, if they want to go to the website and check that out, you can. Now, the one that I was looking at, I think, is maybe the third from the bottom here. I'm going to click on it again here just to make sure, because the first pictures that I saw is what I took out of the bus going from New Jersey to New York. And I went, well, look at those clouds, you know. And, this is the fourth one up from the bottom, I think. No, fifth one up from the bottom. So it'll say November 2010, then it says 2145. So that one has one of those clouds on it with the other ones that look like squares. The one underneath it may be very similar because the first ones are put in order. And as you look at these, you can actually see a separation between the cloud with maybe vertical lines too, horizontal lines. You can see weird things in there, but they look like ice. Ice that was formed and now it's breaking apart.
Yeah, so anyway, sure I'm looking right now. It sure does.
Yeah, and you go, wow, what is that? And I also heard somebody talk about this when I showed it to them. Oh, in fact, the one underneath that, you can actually see a lot of faces in this here. Lots of faces. You're going to see like a street light kind of hanging in the bottom of the photo. And if I were to count here, there's just tons of these here. I mean, almost every cloud has a face in it. So you're going to have to look at it and, you know, use your imagination. And once you start finding these here, you're going to start being able to see more and more and more of these in the cloud.
Oh, this is eerie, the faces and the different,
If you look at the top, if you look at the top left, okay?
Okay.
Maybe on my monitor, I'll say it's about an inch square. It looks like an octopus body with two eyes, one on each side of it, in the top left-hand corner. There's no tentacles, typically, but it looks like this thing with two eyeballs on it. So that's very scary, too. I don't know if you see that or not, but anyway.
Wow. So, crashing timelines captured in cloud forms in the sky.
Yeah, nice. In 3D. Yep.
In 3D. Good luck trying to talk us out of that one. So, my fast just went out. Here we go. So, on the fast chat, we have a comment from Eric. He's saying, in general, people are less stressed out and more present and fun to be around. It's nice. So, is that as a result of the timelines crashing, or is there more stuff going on? Because I haven't gotten a chance to really talk about this, but I've been feeling very, very different compared to, like, last week or 2 weeks ago or any other time that I've been on this planet, to be honest with you. I've never felt so different. So, Ron, is there anything else that's going on, or am I just a crazy guy?
Yeah. Normally, people are better. Even today in Mount Shasta here, going to the grocery store, people were laughing. So I don't want to knock Mount Shasta, but the people here, because the energy is so high, very seldom see people joking around or laughing, you know. I mean, it's like, well, this is a culture shock to me, you know. Normally people have a grumpy look on their face, and, you know, they might communicate to the old-timers that are here, just the way Mount Shasta is here. You know, if you're not, maybe 10th generation or whatever here, you're an outcast. So the family members, you know, hang into each other. And, you know, they are all related. Let's put it that way. So anybody who's here from the outside, even somebody who's been here for like 30, 40 years, which is not me, but they're considered an outcast, you know, so to speak. And the people normally are not too friendly. But when people start laughing around here, it's very unusual. So that was strange to see that. It's like a whole different city. But what I'll do, I'll bring in, since I'm talking about Mount Shasta, I'll bring in the energy of Mount Shasta for everybody. So here it comes. If you've never been here before, you're going to notice that the energy is going to be very electric. And Sedona is like the complete opposite. It's a very, to me, slow, low-paced, earthy energy. Good place to go if you had a lot of trauma in your life, I would say that this is Sedona. So if you had trauma in your life, you feel neglected, you need some of that love energy, you want to be shut down completely, that's what Sedona feels like to me. If I went to Sedona to live, I'd be suffocated. Or Mount Shasta is the complete opposite. So I'll give you the taste of either one of them, both of them. So here's Mount Shasta. So here it comes. Just sit back and relax. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So that's Mount Shasta's energy. And now I'll bring in the energy of Sedona, Arizona. Here it comes. So take away Mount Shasta. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So that's the difference of the two energies. A lot of people associate Mount Shasta and Sedona as being, spiritual places to go to. But anyway, that's just some insight there. But the photos are very interesting. A lot of comments there. And look for those faces. Once you start to see one face, that's what I do whenever I see a movie. The first thing I look for in the background is, are there ship clouds, number one. Number two is, are there contrails, okay? And, chemtrails. So I always look for that. And then if I do see clouds, I look for faces in them. And that's what I do. So anyway, if you do see faces on here, once you start seeing one or two faces, then your mind can understand what you're looking at. Because at first you're going to be looking for something that may not look like a face. But most of these are round. They kind of look like a head off of a doll, okay? And you can actually see the eyes and the nose, okay? Maybe not a mouth necessarily, but you will see the eyes and the nose. Some may have ears on them, but as you start looking at more and more of these, you're going to find yourself enjoying looking at these because you're going to start seeing more and more of them. So anyway, back to you, Chris.
Okay, and I just wanted to mention this real quick. I don't know if I did before, but also when I was looking up in the sky, I didn't see any flat-bottom clouds at all. The only clouds I saw in the sky were the timeline ones. And, I've been feeling generally a lot lighter these last couple weeks. So, I mean, what's the deal with the aliens? I know they're kind of like controlling everything, but
are they still around as much? Because most of the time, no matter where I am, I'll see flat-bottom clouds. And today I didn't see any at all. And I was just kind of like, whoa, really? You know, it's almost too good to be true. So I want to ask about that.
Yeah, the timeline crashings are eliminating them from here. I can't guarantee they're all going to be gone, but I do know that a lot of them have been terminated. So I'll just talk about that. Where we are and our planet, there should not be any alien intervention here because we're supposed to be here living our life in 3D and having a wonderful experience and not having something preying upon us. And that's what the aliens do. And so the light ship is, we'll just say, pretty close to ground level here in a sense. And it is, you know, working, taking out these aliens that are interfering with us here. Remember, this is part of the ascension process. So it's here to get the Earth spirit stronger. And, you know, when the planet is overrun by the alien energies from mass control, that's their main issue, is to control things. Then so is the Earth spirit. So it's being held captive, too, along with its manifestation. So we have two things, like yourself. You have your body and your spirit. Well, we have an Earth spirit, and we have the Earth blueprint, which is what we're living on. And, the aliens are controlling both of those things, including those from ourselves. So the whole process is to get this stuff out of here for the ascension process. And you might look... In fact, I'd like to know if anybody has felt, because this morning I worked on some of the energies, which I can't say this is complete or really how real it is, because I have to wait to see, but how are you people out there looking at the past? Is your past sort of distant to you now? Okay, so I'd like to know that, maybe on the fast chat. Maybe go back 10 years from now and just see if possibly it seems more distant to you. Because the light ship now is starting to work with what I will use the term the matrix, the mind matrix, the alien courting grid lines of the planet, different things like this here. And so maybe you might feel a little different. So if that's the case, typically, I would assume that psychic readers will no longer be able to tune in to the past because that energy that they hook into, tap into, read may no longer be available. So I'm just kind of going on a limb there. But, just look for yourself. I'd like to know if anybody feels that, like their past records of who they are. Could use the word Akashic records. That's the dark side, planned for you from the past. That's your past energies that's recorded. Maybe look and just see how you feel about that. So I wouldn't mind having call-ins to do so if you want to call in and just talk about that. That'd be great. So I'll wait for somebody to call. So I'll turn it back over to you, Chris.
So wait. Did you just say that the light ship is working on the matrix?
Yeah, the light ship is working on the universal mind, collective consciousness, the mind matrix. This is how we're all attached together and how we're all connected through having our lives being connected to. Remember, when the timelines crash, everybody... It's kind of like being on a bunch of roller coasters going down, okay, at different rates of speed. And then when the timeline crashes, everybody gets popped off the roller coaster ride, and you normally connect to another roller coaster ride, and you don't know where you are for a few minutes. And you may even get put back into the present moment. In fact, I could do a timeline crash. Would you like that, Chris?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Okay, we did this, I think, on a couple of other shows here. A lot of these energies now are pretty distant out there. So I got to see if I can locate one that's pretty close. When I first started doing this, the timeline crashes. You could feel probably within maybe a minimum of 10 seconds to maybe a half a minute. And the ones now may take about maybe a half an hour before you actually feel the crash, because you're going so far out in the dark side universes, because the aliens that were closer to us probably no longer exist. So, or maybe they ran away. But the ones that were connected to the timeline are no longer here. There's probably a handful of them that actually went to the light, but I would say probably almost all of them are no longer. So here they are. Remember, the whole thing is they're very stubborn, and they think they can control everything, and they've been doing it for eons of time, so they just feel that they can keep controlling and put up a little bit of defense to do this. And I don't think the light ship has ever been here before doing these type of things, because the light ship will just do the ascension process, look who's here, and then save a few that wanted to be connected, you know, to the light ship, you know, not dealing with mind energy, but most people are, and they would go sideways, and then it would come back in 2,000 years and look again. So most people never had the opportunity to really get looked for completely. And now the light ship is doing that. So this is kind of what's happening. The light ship is here to actually do the Earth ascension, the Earth spirit's ascension. So it's probably going to find all of the Earth spirit this time to get it out of here. And in the process, it may find parts of you. So here's a timeline crash. And you have to find an alien race here that we're going to deal with here. I haven't necessarily worked with the Pleiades yet, okay? So I'm going to pick on one of those timelines. I've done a lot with the Arcturians, very evil beings here. Now we're going to do a Pleiadian timeline crash. Here's one here. Here we go. And these are pretty close to us. So connecting to that, going to this race or group of Pleiadians that are doing this here. Here we go. I'm going to count to 10 to crash the timeline. And we're going to the planet that they're on, we'll say, and terminate that along with these individuals that have taken you, held captive through abductions. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And I'm going to crash the timeline right now. There we go. It's starting to crash. So this is crashing at the far end, and it kind of like ripples to us here. So just kind of maybe picture like looking at a bridge, and the bridge is falling apart at the far end, but you can actually feel the movement of the bridge moving as it's crashing. You feel that vibration, the frequency of it. Here it comes, coming to us right now. There, just went through us. Okay, I'll do another one here. Another one from the Pleiades here. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, got rid of the race, got rid of the planet. Now we're going to crash the timeline. There, this is the one that's further out. This may take a half a minute to come to us. There we go. Doing that now. Crashing. Okay. Coming to us. Kind of feel the energy moving here. Might feel very heavy to you sometimes. You might feel your body shake internally. Your body might even be afraid if you were on that timeline, okay? So if you're on that timeline and you got jerked off of it, shook off of it, your body might be terrified, okay? Okay, it's halfway here now. And just feel how the inside of you is behaving. Ask your body what it's feeling. Okay, it's coming to us now and just went through us, okay? I'll do one more of these Pleiadians here. And another one of their timelines. We may have to do some more work on them tonight since they're pretty close to us here. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. This is a big one. Okay, this particular group of Pleiadians have about 10 timelines that are side by side, okay? So that they must do a lot of abduction with people. So here's 10 lines crashing at one time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now it's crashing. All 10 of these timelines. This one here is going to take about a minute to do. So you might just watch your clock or put your computer up here. That's what I'm getting, around a minute. Just kind of sit back, relax here. This is going to be a heavy one. Remember, if you're on this timeline, living there as you're being abducted and it's crashing, you're going to really feel it. If you're not on it, it may not feel too heavy for you or too frightening. But if you're on a bunch of these and they bounce you back and forth, depending on who wants to own your property, which is your body, remember, they kind of sell us off here. Different aliens control us. Here we go. Coming in. More is coming. Okay. Getting real close to us right now. I want to take a deep breath here. And it feels like it's beginning to crash now. So just kind of see how that feels. Okay. There we go. I think it just went through us. And you may feel ripples here maybe for the next minute also as these things have a life of their own as they go through us here. You might even have visions of other people. You might even see like things floating around you instantly and they go away. It's just all different things can happen. Might see faces. Might see events happening because they're all in these timelines. So anyway, back to you, Chris.
Man, what a rush. Oh, man. Hold on. Oh, okay. So the first one pretty much shook up my whole life. Like, I felt like I was physically surfing, and I, like, crashed on a wave, you know? So, like, think about a huge wave that you're riding on your board, and, you know, when you're on the break, and then it just goes down all around you, and it's water, and it's splashing, and it's just a rush, you know? I have, like, adrenaline rushing right now. That was so serious. Oh, man. The second and third one wasn't, didn't affect me as much. And the fourth one was big, but it was nowhere as intense as that first one. So, man, so let me see on the fast chat what we have here. Rhonda says, yes, I feel released from static charge, too. And my fast chat just went out. Let's see. Lisa feels lots of white light bringing trapped time spirit back now. Pete from Australia says ripples in Australia. That's pretty cool. Abby got chills. She said she got chills. Annika, dizzy and shivers. Alan, tons of white light coming in, so that's really good. And says, wow, huge wave of super bright white light. So that's pretty cool. It seems like got a lot of people feeling the difference on this one here. Boy, I only wonder if anyone felt like a rush on their body. Like, man. That was, I might have to lie down after this show. So that's pretty much my hit on it.
Yeah, Tom just wrote here, saw a deck of cards with tons of pictures of me falling down. Yeah, very interesting. So we could pick another race, see what happens. They're all messing with us. Do you have a race you want me to pick? I know we got quite a few on the website there. I'm going to throw out a name, Chris. Because I really haven't been doing these things in order. I'm just finding out which ones are, causing us problems. And I don't necessarily get the name of the races. I just start to working with them. But the name doesn't really mean too much to me anymore because I want to get rid of these energies, so I'm not really looking at names to point a finger. I just happen to use the Pleiadians because people know about that name. But I'll pick another name, or you can, Chris. So go ahead. What would you like a release?
How about the Draconians?
Draconians?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. And we got the Greys up there, too. So we'll do Draconians, I guess, right? Here we go. Timeline. Man, this feels heavy. These guys don't look very good. Shit. Oh, no. Here we go.
All right.
Got to battle these things here. They don't want this timeline released here. So here
wow.
we go. The light ship out. If you happen to see white light all over the place now, maybe on your third eye or something, it's because that's what you're seeing. Some people are very sensitive to this here. And right now, they're battling these things, and now they're going back to the planet at the very end of the timeline. Okay. There. That wasn't too long of a battle here. Sometimes it takes much, much longer than this here. So let's crash this timeline. This is for one of them from the Draconians. And I'm not saying that I'm pointing a finger at this group as being all bad, but this one here was in control of us. So here we go.
Sometimes you
crash on the timeline. Here we go. It's crashed on the far end, which just means that this thing is now separated from the planet that it was connected to where they abduct you. Okay, it's like a conveyor belt. And then eventually they probably take you into that planet where they like to experiment with you. Okay, I won't go into that too much. It may get too negative. So here we go, it's crashing and coming down. And this one here will take about 20 seconds here. And 10 seconds to go. I feel a force field on the front of my body right now. And there it goes, coming through it. It's right there. So that's one of their timeline crashes. I'll do one more of them. And here we go. So the white light energy, if you were to see it in action doing these, say, battles, if you were to call it that, you've probably all seen on TV, or even maybe you've seen people physically do this, they strike an arc with like an electric arc welder, and you know how bright that looks. You see movies all the time where they show a welder in the background doing nothing in a movie like they're doing something, and you see all these sparks flying, okay? Well, if you looked right where that center where the arc is before you see all the little things flying off, that's how it looks. And just picture having that whole thing across your complete vision, and that's how strong the light is. And you know, nothing can penetrate it because it's pure light and it's pure energy that when it comes forth, it terminates everything of non-light. So naturally, since this is a light planet and the stuff shouldn't be here, it does that first. So I guess one way would say that it, I guess, terminates first, ask questions later, okay? It might sound kind of negative or harsh, but the stuff shouldn't be here. And each time you're going to feel more freedom, even your body might feel better. So here we go. Doing this timeline here, number two. And it's coming to us. There, it just got through crashing a couple of times. There's a bunch of these hooked up to this one. Okay, we have a request here, I think, for another one, the Greys. Okay, so that's probably the Zeta Reticuli here. The different types of Greys, so we'll see what they have on a timeline. Here we go. There's one of them that I could pull up here. Here we go. These seem to want to go to the light. They kind of like our surrendering, so we'll just allow them to do the darkness to light clearing here. And also to go to the light ship. They'll go to quarantine first and go to, we'll just say, basic an information area where they can find out about the light. Because remember, all these energies here, all the aliens will say that we're dealing with are afraid of the light. You know, you have to realize that, you know, they don't know what it is, and they're so used to controlling us, manipulating us, that when they come against something that is so strong, you know, that they're in fear of it. So these Greys will go to the light. They'll have a spear put into their bodies and from there they can go to the light universe. So I'm going to crash your timeline. Here we go. I don't get very many that surrender, believe me. Very, very seldom. And sometimes they'll put a little flag up and then try to knife you in the back on the way out, you know, but that happens too. Here we go. Crashing this timeline. So this will take about only 10 seconds. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And it's crashing right now, going through you. There we go. So I could do Sirians, I guess. That one's popular for some people. Here we go, Sirian energy. Get one of their timelines. Here we go. Connecting to them. And again, the light shows battling these here. You might actually see light all around you. Remember, if you're on that timeline and you're conscious, okay, you're going to be seeing light come to you and go through you because you are light. You're spirits of light, so it's not going to harm anything. So if you do happen to see light, or sense it, feel it, it's because it's not going to hurt you, but it's you're on that timeline, okay? You're sitting on there waiting to probably have something done to you. And so this is why you might actually sense that, okay? Going to the races here. Okay. And there, now we're going to crash a timeline. This one will take 15 seconds. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. It just got through crashing. And now it's coming to us here like a ripple effect. Okay, and it's coming right into our body right now. There, it just went through us. Okay. So, any callers out there? And I'll turn it back over to you, Chris.
Intense. Just all very intense. I like, man, my brain, my head just feels crazy. It's funny. How exactly does this affect, okay, so we'll put it this way. Say, you know, I'm somewhere living on these timelines that you're crashing. So how does this affect my reality? Because I feel like my whole life is different and I have to like relearn how to do everything again in a split second. Like I'm in a completely different place now and you know, basically everything that I was living up until that point was kind of like a lie, but not really. It's like what exactly is happening? Can you explain it a little bit?
Yeah, remember, the timeline has, you have to look at it. These are all programs also that is controlling us with our mind when we're inside of our head. So once the timeline gets crashed, so does that information, which you could call collective consciousness. It gets dropped out from you because all of a sudden you don't have it anymore. So if you're relying upon that information to live your life, and it's just false information or just information being fed to you, all of a sudden it's gone, you might feel a little strange. And it allows you now to have free choice, free will. So the control is taken off, the programming, the energy from that, the abductions, the fear, whatever's out there, you should feel better. But you do have to probably relearn how to live. So it's actually taking you from a mind-controlled reality to source or peace. But you have to be able to be responsible for your body. And you may still have the programs in you that the aliens gave you to abduct you on these timelines. This is why the clearings are still needed, you know, on the website, because the clearings are there to get rid of your own particular stuff that's inside of you. So the timeline crashings are great. So it may take away what's coming to you in the future, but you still have all the past in you that's corrupting your life, allowing you to not be in the present moment. So it's quite interesting. But, you know, check yourself out and then also, you know, see how people around you are responding, behaving. Now, if somebody doesn't know what's going on, they might think they're, you know, going nuts because their whole reality is changing instantly.
Wow. Man, that's crazy. Deep. Are you going to do any more timelines, Ron?
Boy, probably not. That might be enough, I think. I don't want to keep doing this here. I do this during the day a lot and mainly at night. And somehow what I'm finding is that the darkness somehow has changed the time that they attack people. I won't say this is 100% correct, but normally it used to be around 3 o'clock, like 1 to 3 in the morning, typically. And now it's more like between 3 and 5. It's not because of daylight savings time, but somehow I think they shifted it like 2 hours more. So for myself, I work till probably until I get tired, and that could be maybe up to 3 o'clock in the morning. And then I feel myself getting some body jerks or something, and I wake up, and I can sense all this energy around me trying to kill me, basically. And then from there, I start battling these things, taking out these timelines. So the aliens don't like me too much.
I can't imagine why.
No, so, but it's okay. That's what I'm here to do. So I'm very fortunate to have the light ship, you know, covering my back. As of right now, as I read myself, I have... I know I have 59 death Bartolds on me. I think I hit number 50 probably about maybe a month and a half ago or something. So I only have 9 in a month and a half, which isn't too bad. But these are energies that like poisoning. In fact, if you do feel yourself dealing with an energy hit, maybe your body jerked and you have pain, okay? What you can do then is just, you know, you can call my name if you wish or call upon the light ship, maybe go on the emergency healing, and ask them to put in a energetic drain into you. If you have, you know, that may help you. I would strongly recommend doing, you know, the alien, you know, waste product, poison carcass removal. But they normally will attempt to hit you with, like, throwing stars and different things. And they have poison. So if you do feel yourself hurting, maybe you feel nauseated, you probably were hit with poisoning, and you want to get that out of you. Okay, so that's kind of what I can tell you. So for myself, I feel these things, and, you know, I go through a lot of this stuff. But that's what I find, that sometimes you start feeling your body getting sick or you have a pain in your body. You can feel the energy getting warmer. Running down your body, like maybe down your arm or something. And, you know, it feels like you've been, like, injected with something, and that's what they do. So you can ask for an energetic drain to get it out of you. So I would definitely, maybe in this time, get on that to poisoning clearing. You know, that's probably, you know, what I'd recommend doing to have it up all the time. I don't know. Back to you, Chris. I'm just trying to give people some assistance here on what to do. But everybody's a little more conscious than others. And, you know, I'm talking about the people who are very sensitive here. Not everybody's real sensitive. So, back to you, Chris, here.
Oh, man. Marie R., after you hit on the death barcode, she wants to know if it's a good idea to do the death barcodes all over again.
Well, yeah, you might try that. Very interesting. I don't know what to say on that. Typically, the death barcodes are set up on your natal chart. I don't know if they're going to give you much more of those because they're going by that to control your life. You might do one or two of them. If you've done that clearing in the past, you might do a couple more just to play it safe to see how it feels. And, you know, ask your spirit, you know, if you do need to do more. But it doesn't hurt, you know. I don't know if they're going to attempt to take people out or not with more, you know, barcodes on them. For myself, I can see where I would have them. But for a regular person, I don't know if it's necessary or not.
Okay, Pete from Australia saying, Ron, I have continuous... It's like strings being attached. Is this the same? And I'm guessing he means the same things like the, you know, the throwing stars and the poison and stuff like that.
Yeah, more than likely, I'd say that's probably correct. So if you feel things leaving your body, in fact, what we'll do now is take out some of that poisoning that you might have. So if you have an ache in your body or pain, we'll first take out one of the objects that they may have given you, okay? Could be anything, taking this out here.
Oh.
No?
Excuse me.
Okay. And now we're going to take out that poisoning that's attached with it here. There we go. There we go. There. Okay, there we go. See if that helps you, everybody.
Huh, I feel a lot better. Okay, Pete from Australia is asking, is a low white cell blood reading a new death barcode? Or could it mean a new death barcode?
I don't know. Can't answer that one.
Okay. Let's see. We've got a lot of cool stuff on the fast chat here. It's people saying that they feel the light beings, like Jane is saying. What are those super bright light beings? Wow, very neat. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Anna is saying, this is awesome. Thank you, Ron, for doing this incredible work for humanity. I say you put Defender of Earth onto your name, right? Honestly, because I don't know. I guess to sum it up, you're a pretty cool guy. So you're like you're really helping us out here, so thanks. Derek, gee, the light beings work on us after, oh boy, my fast chat just went out. Okay, Derek, where's your car? Here it is. Gee, the light beings work on us after they clear us. Thanks, I can feel them. So that's cool, Derek. What else do we have here? Yeah, Eric says, yeah, they seem to inject poison when they leave.
Yeah, I remember, like, this is probably the orb energy, maybe the jellyfish energy. Did some battling with one of these alien life forms, and our show's about ready to end here, but it was a large black widow that looked like the size of a planet. So that was pretty intense. That was a few nights ago. So what I will say now, since our show's ending, we're having our special healing marathon coming up here this month. It'll be starting this coming Saturday. And it's 4 hours, and we have three consecutive 8-hour Sundays, which will be the 14th, 21st, 28th of this month, which is November. You can do it absentee, too. The cost is $200 for yourself. And if you have a loved one, you know, living with you, husband or wife or someone else, they're half price, $100. If you have any children under 18, they're free. So anybody, if you want to bring like your parents with or something to do that, they're also $100. So the first person is $200. And it's just come on and enjoy having some wonderful healing done. So this is getting rid of these alien life forms that are invisible. You can go onto the website on the very top and listen to a couple of the PBS programs there that we did in 08 and 09, getting rid of these things, and you can actually feel them leave you. So I'll just say, Chris, thank you, and blessings to all of you, everybody. Next show will be Friday, and then we have our, that's on Station 2, same time as this program here. Then we'll have our Q&A Friday night where you can call into a conference line and ask questions. So blessings to all of you, and do check out your friends, see how they're behaving, and do check out those photos. Go down to media, check on photos, creationlightship.com, and you can see the clouds, how they look, and also look at those ET faces there. There's hundreds of them. So blessings. Thank you, everybody. Thanks, Chris. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone. Have a nice night.